Picture description advanced. This winter picture really warms my heart because skating is very close to me. There was an ice rink in the town where I grew up near our home, so I have been ice skating as long as I can remember. My mother used to tell me that I could skate before I could walk. I'm not sure if that is true or not, but my brother and I definitely could skate when we were very young. The ice rink in the picture is not particularly crowded, which may be because it was taken on a weekday morning and not, say, on a Sunday morning when crowds are looking for fun and relaxation on a nice winter day. But the crowds can make the experience a lot less enjoyable if you can't really let loose and glide freely on the ice, but have to constantly move around people and be careful to avoid collisions, which can be frustrating after a while. Vagdahunir Castle provides an amazingly beautiful background to the pleasure of skating. This is a unique building as it contains different parts from various time periods, displaying different architectural styles like Romanesque, Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque. These parts are actually copies of several landmark buildings from different parts of historic Hungary, especially the Hunyad Castle in Transylvania, after which it was named. I used to go skating regularly for years, and I must say, not only is it fun, but it's exhilarating, intense, tiring, and immensely rewarding. No doubt, it is intense cardiovascular exercise, and it improves balance and builds muscle in your legs. When I go skating, it often helps me relieve stress while getting enough exercise at the same time. On the ice, you feel invincible, you feel empowered, and if you are skillful enough to practice spins and jumps, it can make you feel out of this world amazing. If you can do it right, it's like silent gliding, serene, peaceful, rhythmic, even hypnotic. You go faster, and it feels like you're flying down a runway, pumping your wings to get airborne. And the faster you go, the more you get cooled off. You tend to get hot when you stop, even if you're just in a t-shirt and jeans. But even if you aren't that good at it, adopting ice skating as your winter fitness routine, a trip to the rink with your family is a great way to get outdoors and exercise while also having fun. But be careful if you're not used to it. Your ankles can wobble, making the edges of the boot dig into your legs. Your toes and calves can cramp up, trying to keep your skates upright. You may feel sad and frustrated at how hard it is to learn. You fall a lot, and your knees, seat, and gloves start to get wet. And no matter how much you practice, there's always someone there that skates better than you and makes it look simple, but take heart, there's almost always someone worse than you too.